As Hurricane Henri takes aim at the northeast, officials warned it was residents' last chance to prepare their families and their homes. Forecasters say hurricane conditions are possible as early as late Saturday night for Long Island, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. Some residents are heading out of town, while others are staying put, drilling and boarding up their homes, preparing for the worst.
If I didn't think I was protected, I'd already be gone. Some things are just out of your control. You can just take as many precautions as possible and hope for the best.
Potential Islamic State threats against Americans in Afghanistan are forcing the U.S. military to find new ways to get evacuees to the airport in Kabul. The changes come as the U.S. Embassy issued a new security warning. Citizens have been told not to travel to the airport without instructions from a U.S. government representative. Despite the presence of thousands of U.S. troops at the Kabul airport, the situation remains dangerous.
We're fighting against both time and space. That's the race that we're in right now. And we're trying to do this as quickly and as safely as possible. I'm not going to speculate about whether windows are closing or opening. We're focused on accomplishing this mission as fast as we can.
The U.S. military hopes to evacuate 5,000 to 9,000 people per day, but so far has not met that goal. Other countries, including Canada, the United Kingdom, Italy, and Australia, have also evacuated hundreds of Afghans and nationals out of the country. At least 6 police officers were hospitalized following a violent anti-lockdown protest in Melbourne, Australia. Officials say more than 4,000 people took to the streets, angry over COVID-19 restrictions. More than 200 were arrested, including 3 for assaulting police officers. The protests happened in different cities across Australia as the country recorded its highest daily count of coronavirus cases.